Good afternoon and welcome to episode 116 of Martin Uncut. Today it's June the 24th, 2021. Today's episode is Midsummer's Eve. This has been an extremely busy week and it's been strange in many different ways. There's a lot of reasons why I haven't been able to release so much this week that I would like to have been done. But after this weekend, I really hope I will be able to come back to the normal release schedule and release an episode every day. And at least for a week, because after that, the summer holidays will start up and I don't know how much I will be able to actually record and release during the summer. But more about that later. Today, I want to talk about the Swedish celebration that is only trumpeted by Christmas in regards to size, and that is Midsummer's Eve. In Sweden, we celebrate the summer solstice, and this has a very, very long tradition, and it's full of myth and science symbolism. There is a little bit of history borrowed from the Christian translation as well, or Christian religion as well, but the majority of the midsummer celebrations are actually from way before Christianity. We have had Midsummer's Eve as a public holiday since 1953, something like that. So it's a very long gone tradition in Sweden. And we celebrated sometime between the 20th and the 26th of June. And it's always on a Friday. So that is quite nice. And the midsummer celebrations, they usually start with a lunch. And these lunches, they are quite famous, I would say. They are full of fresh potatoes. So in the best of situations, you actually have grown these potatoes yourself. So you planted them in late March maybe, or beginning of April. And now you're able to go out and actually dig them up. And these potatoes, they have a really, really thin shell around themselves. So you can just brush it off. And then you boil them and they taste fantastic. They have a very specific taste, these fresh potatoes. And we eat these with sour cream that we mix chive inside. And of course, like in any other Swedish celebration, we also put in pickled herring. So this specific fish, that it's actually raw, but it's been in treatment for a while, so it's fine to eat. It's like something in between being cooked and like sushi. It's very specific, and at midsummer we have a specific version that we called matjessill, and it's just pickled herring, but we spice it a little bit differently. And most people, they don't do their own herring; they actually just go to the store and buy it because it's dirt cheap. So why not do that? The traditional beverage for the lunch is actually nube. And a nube is actually an ice cold schnapps or a spiced vodka. And there is different traditions in different family what type of vodka you should have. And since this is lunchtime, it's good to flush that nube down with some cold beer, which works perfectly fine with the herring. And most often after this lunch, people is a little bit half drunk, so then they go through the rest of the day like that. And after the lunch, we go to the next step in the celebration, which is probably the thing that is quite famous around the world. And we dress a maypole. And a maypole, it's essentially a cross, a wooden cross with two big rings hanging down from the arms. And we dress it with leaves and thin branches, twigs, and we put flowers in there. It becomes quite nice, actually. And it's a symbol of, actually, it's contrary to what you may think, it's not a Christian symbol. It doesn't have anything to do with Jesus Christ. It's actually a phallus symbol. So this is a pagan ritual back in the days where they had erotic ceremonies, essentially. But nowadays we dress this this cross and then we are dancing around it. And there is traditional dances that we do, and usually there is violin playing and you dance and have fun. But it's also been adjusted so that everyone can be involved and like it, and especially the really young ones. And what you probably have seen is the dance, the little frogs. And that is quite hilarious actually to watch, because then there is grown-up people and kids. They are essentially dancing or jumping around this maypole using their hands to imitate ears and small tails of the frogs. And they're dancing around, and it just looks incredibly funny. So that is a little bit about the tradition with the maypole. Another tradition we have, especially if you're not married or you don't have a loved one, you should actually go out to the fields and pick up 7 different flowers. And these flowers you should put or place below your pillow. And then it's said that you will dream about the person that you will marry. And the funny thing, if you don't dream about the person that you will marry, you probably just picked the wrong flowers. So that can happen to the best of us. And this evening, the Midsummer Eve, it's a really nice evening, especially the years when we have nice weather, because the day is really long and it isn't dark until 11 in the evening. And it's so nice to have a barbecue in the evening. You can drink and have fun with your friends, and there's a lot of dancing in the wee hours of the morning. And needless to say, this is the reason why we have a really big boom of kids being born in March, actually. And yes, you guessed it right. I myself born in March, but I hope my parents had a good midsummer celebration. So that is essentially the Swedish midsummer celebration in short. I want to take the opportunity to wish you a happy midsummer, and I hope to see you back here after the weekend. So have a good one. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.